Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. Strange night NBA draft. We are used to having everything Adrian Wojnarowski says on ESPN come exactly true.
Yep.
Turns out he was wrong about the draft. Tweeted in the morning that it looked like Jabari Smith Jr. was going number one. Chet Holmgren number two, and Paolo Banchero number three. Then Paolo Banchero went number one. So there were some losers in Vegas. Well, not only in Vegas anymore. The books took a hit.
Yep.
I guess I was reading yesterday, they always take hits on drafts, which makes you think they used it to entice people for other things. But this one has an air of mystery about it.
It totally did, because it's rare that you would have somebody who's as plugged in as Woj, that he would get it this wrong, especially when he tweets in the morning that it's pretty much locked, as you said. Now, Jabari Smith's odds to go number one. Here's sort of the last 2 days of how this went. 2 days ago, minus 275, Perloff. That's Jabari Smith to go number one. Minus 275, heavy favorite. Yesterday at 7 a.m., plus 150. Then yesterday at 9:30, after Woj sends out the tweet, minus 10,000. Then at 9:45, minus 6,000. Then at 2 p.m. Eastern, minus 290. And then 15 minutes before the draft, minus 105. It was very bizarre. Joe Giglio is joining us now. Of course, he is the host of BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe, thanks for doing it today. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Yes, a very bizarre situation with the betting odds last couple days.
Okay, so betting wise, like, you do this for a living, you're watching these markets, you're trying to give advice to people. Like, what did you make of that?
Yeah, so I made a couple things. The first thing I made was that someone may have known something, and then I think maybe other people started to react and jump on the first person or first, you know, couple of people that maybe do this professionally that knew something and started to put some big numbers out there and maybe put some big wagers on Paolo Banchero. The other thing I made of it is that I think the whole situation was mispriced from the beginning, because although Woj was wrong at the end, the reporting from everyone around the NBA, from Woj to the best people that do mock drafts, you know, Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer or anyone you want to say is good at this and kind of plugged in, all of them didn't really know. You know, there was no consent. They're all kind of like, I guess it's Jabari Smith. And from what I've understood, and I've seen some quotes from professional bettors the last couple of days, is they thought there was an opportunity because the market was saying, or the odds were saying, yeah, it's definitely going to be Jabari Smith. But every insider was saying, yeah, I'm not really sure. So just the idea that there was, you know, unsure, you know, by the magic, that made an opportunity there for people to jump on whoever you wanted, whether it be Chet, but then it became Paolo, because I think the odds for those became really good considering no one actually knew what the Magic were going to do.
Yeah.
Joe, isn't it funny? Because the Magic have no incentive to hide what they're going to do. They weren't going to trade the pick. It wasn't like when our Sixers were sitting at number one and wanted to take Markelle Fultz, and then Jason Tatum was number three, and the Celtics and the Sixers wanted to know what each other was doing. There was no issue here. They could have just told the world who were taking and gone with it. So why all the mystery?
So I think part of it is, and I don't think the Magic will ever admit this out loud, is I don't know if they felt like they were locked into either player that were up for this number. And I think part of the uncertainty around all this, or maybe the mystery, is there was a report last week, or I guess it was on his podcast, Ryan Russillo talked about the idea that Chet Holmgren and his agent kind of, I don't know how you want to say it, like maybe strong-armed the Magic and say, we don't really want to come to Orlando. He apparently, according to Ryan Russillo, didn't want to work out with the Magic, didn't want to give his medicals to the Magic, and wanted to go to Oklahoma City. Now, that ended up the way it was. And so my theory kind of has been over the last week as this happened is maybe the Magic wanted Chet Holmgren, and when he didn't want them, they started scrambling a little bit here. Like, do we really want Jabari Smith? And then maybe they reopened their eyes to the idea of Paolo Banchero, but they didn't even work him out.
No, like, or have an interview with him. Nothing.
That makes me think that maybe they really wanted Chet, and once that became clear that it was going to become uncomfortable if they drafted Chet, maybe they moved to plan B, which was either Jabari Smith or Paolo. But, you know, to go back to the Sixers thing that Andrew brought up, this kind of happened with the Sixers the year they drafted Jahlil Okafor, because Kristaps Porzingis did not want to work out with the Sixers, didn't want to provide medicals to the Sixers. I think him and his agent didn't want to be part of the process, and who knows what else was part of that whole thing. But they kind of scrambled at that point and took Jahlil Okafor, which was a big surprise to everyone. And it kind of reminded me of that last night.
Man, and of course, Porzingis wanted to get steered towards the Knicks because that's always a good bet. And I do remember being at that draft, and Jahlil Okafor was the most depressed person I've ever seen. He thought he was going to the Lakers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he was like outwardly depressed. Usually these guys are crying tears of joy. They can't believe it. They just became multimillionaires. He was like depressed. It was bizarre to see. Joe Giglio is our guest, of course, the host of BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network, but also a nighttime host at WIP. That's why he and Perloff are sharing this love of all things process and Philadelphia sports. Okay, Joe, we'll get away from the gambling stuff for a moment. We need you to weigh in on two big show topics for today. Number one, somehow we backed ourselves into a Kirk Cousins versus Dak Prescott debate. Why we're having this debate in June, I do not know. Wait, but we're here now, so we got to see it through.
I don't think it's a debate, by the way.
You're right. We both probably think that Dak Prescott's the better quarterback.
Yeah, somehow we got into a discussion. Is Kirk Cousins equal to Dak Prescott? Let's word it that way.
Okay.
Let's word it that way, Joe.
What do you got, Joe?
So you're speaking to a big Kirk Cousins fan. And like, I might be the only one. I think Kirk is an underrated quarterback. He's good. I mean, it's remarkable when you look at his numbers and you're like, why don't people think this guy's any good? And I understand they don't win enough. And part of that is on him. That being said, and I do like Kirk, and I think he's clearly a top half of the NFL quarterback. Dak's better. I'd rather have Dak Prescott. He's a better quarterback. And I think that if you ask NFL teams, I think almost everyone would rather have Dak Prescott. But I think it is a good debate, because if I were doing rankings, and I did do this a couple weeks ago for fun, just kind of rank all the quarterbacks as I see them now, I had Dak, if I'm remembering correctly, somewhere around 9 or 10, and I had Kirk around like 13. So I think they're pretty close, but I give the edge to Dak Prescott. He's better.
That's another big show debate, by the way. Is Dak Prescott a top 10 quarterback, Perloff and I, on opposite sides there?
Where did you put our guy Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia on that list, Joe?
So I put him higher than most would, but you know I'm a big Jalen Hurts guy.
As am I.
I put him at 15. I put him at 15 heading into this season, and he's kind of right around, you know, once you get past, Derek Carr is always that line for me, like Cousins and Carr,
yeah.
Like the 13, 14 range. After that, You can really rank him any way you want. It's beauty in the eye of the beholder once you get past those like established good quarterbacks. So I had Jalen right in like the Mac Jones range, and Tannehill, I think, is a little overrated. He was kind of that range. So I put Hurts at 15. And I think like anywhere between 15 and 18, 19 is fair with him. If you're lower, I think you're being unfair. If you're higher, you're probably a bigger fanatic about the guy than I am.
So two things. One, on this show, we call Derek Carr the Bermuda Triangle, because once you start talking about him, you're shipwrecked and you're just scrambling and floundering for the shore. And secondly, I think you get thrown in the Schuylkill if you say you're not a Jalen Hurts guy. And that's what I'm picking up from everybody in Philadelphia. Everyone's a Jalen Hurts guy.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
All right. Well, okay.
Joe, is that true?
No, it's pretty split. I think you have half the fan base, or a good portion, that like no matter who the Eagles quarterback is, they're going to believe in him, because like just otherwise, like what's the point of waking up in the morning if you don't think the quarterback could be any good, especially if it's a young quarterback. But then there's the other side. There's a leftover faction of Carson Wentz supporters that like can't let it go.
Ooh.
And so naturally they're anti-Jalen Hurts. So so they don't think he can be the guy because their guy wasn't the guy. So, I mean, we're fighting about the quarterback 24/7 in Philadelphia. It's kind of all we do.
All right, Joe, last show question for you. Is there an award that exists in sports that you would not want to win? So give you an example. Perloff said he would not want to be the sixth man of the year, and he would not want to be the comeback player of the year. Sixth man means you're not good enough to start, and comeback means you had a really terrible year. Samter says he doesn't want to be the Lady Bing because he doesn't care about sportsmanship. What do you got?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if there's one off the top of my head, but I like the Lady Bing one. I mean, there's no reason that should be on your mantle, right? Like, everyone, I think, wants that if they're a player, or you want to kind of be a team guy or a team player, and sportsmanship is good, and we teach our kids that. But if that's your award, like when your career's over and you're like, yeah, here's my trophies or here's my awards, and it's the Lady Bing Award, and there's no, MVPs or Cy Youngs or whatever we're talking about, that would be pretty lame. Yeah, I like that one. I would not want the Lady Bing Award to be my legacy.
You know what I always say? You don't get paid for Lady Bings. Been saying that my whole life.
You have been saying that. It's going to be on your tombstone.
Never
You've been saying it so
Lady
much.
Lady Bing incentive in a contract. Not one time.
I said it doesn't add zeros to the paycheck. Joe, thank you so much for making some time for us today. This was fun. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Okay. Joe Giglio, host of BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network, and of course, evening host Phillies pre and post game on WIP. This guy wears a lot of hats.
Yeah, he just put out a list of top 10 Philadelphia athletes today that me and my friends have been debating heatedly. It's clearly,
you didn't want to bring it up? It could make our list of lists.
Well, because once you bring up the quarterback list, which is pretty much the ultimate list,
yeah.
And he actually, off the top of his head, you notice he wasn't even reading and he could tell us where he put his quarterback? That is somebody
who...
he
said just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun.
That's what everyone
Joe
does
Giglio
for fun, just rank
man,
the quarterbacks 1 through 32.
Yeah, he's a man who gets lists, and he was ready to dive right in. It's June.
He gets its list season. I mean,
yeah,
we
knows
all
list
know.
Season. Yeah. And
Can I try to guess who's the number one Philadelphia athlete?
Sure.
Or let's take a break. Marco's been sitting here patiently. Unless you want to weigh in on the award you would not want to win, because you're not really an award guy.
I'm not. I'll be honest. I've never heard of the Lady Bing. So, no, I don't want it, and I've never heard of it. So that's
well,
Sam for good job. I have no idea what that is, and no, I don't want it.
And you're not winning it.
No chance.
Well, thank you. Okay, 855-212-4CBS. We see you guys on the phones. We're going to get to you in just a moment. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead. Bottom of the hour, time for CBS Sports Update with Marco Belletti.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.